It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, so get your Bible and be prepared to come to class. I'll tell you something that's different about this Bible school than any other school that is currently in existence in Warren County, and that is you do not have any danger of contacting the coronavirus by listening to the Warren County Radio Bible School, because no one has ever caught the virus by listening to the radio. And so this is a way to go to a Bible school and know you're completely safe from the coronavirus. If you have your Bibles, be turning it to Hebrews chapter 11. And if you were in a Sunday school class many years ago, this is a lesson prepared for the Sunday school of April the 8th, 1923. And if you were sitting in that Bible class, the Sunday school teacher would walk in and announce to you that we are beginning a quarter of lessons on the great men and women of the Bible. And we're going to begin this quarter, this second quarter for the year of 1923 that would begin in the spring. The second quarter is the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we will begin by studying Abraham, the hero of faith. And we'll do a little survey of Abraham's life. But before we get there, I want you to turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 is a chapter that goes one by one of great men of faith in the Old Testament. And we'll be reading that chapter in just a moment and noticing who some of these men are. Now, while you're turning your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and our teacher, by way of these lessons that he prepared so wonderfully many years ago, is E. A. Elam. Now, as we begin this study of great men and women of the Old Testament, let me read to you what the New Testament says about those great men and women, beginning in Hebrews chapter 11, and this is known as the great chapter on faith. And I will be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. Here's how this reads. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. For therein the elders had witness borne to them. By faith we understand that the worlds which have been framed by the Word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness borne to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God translated him. For he had witness borne to him that before his translation he had been well pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to be well pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek after him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which was to receive an inheritance, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive seed when she was past age, since she counted him faithful who had promised. Wherefore also there sprang of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. For they that say such things make it manifest that they are seeking after a country of their own. And if, indeed, they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yea, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, even he to whom it was said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God is able to raise up even from the dead, from which he did also in a figure receive him back. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting that the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that were disobedient, having received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to fight armies of aliens. Women received their dead by a resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and in the holes of the earth. And these all, having had witness borne to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better concerning us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Well, that is a beautiful chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, and it's a good way to introduce the great men and women of the Bible, and particularly of the Old Testament. Now, as we are going to study about Abraham, the hero of faith, our lesson advises us to read Genesis chapter 12. And as we read this chapter, we see great faith. We're also going to see a great failing. Abraham was not a perfect man. And this will be the introduction to a survey of Abraham's life. Beginning in Genesis chapter 12, we read this. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, under the oak of Moreh. And the Canaanite was then in the land. And Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto Jehovah who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto the mountains on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto Jehovah, and called upon the name of Jehovah. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when he came near unto Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold, now I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. And it will come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they will say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and that my soul may live because of thee. And it came to pass, when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. And the princes of Pharaoh saw her, and praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house, and he dwelt well with Abraham for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen and he asses and men servants and maid servants and she asses and camels. And Jehovah plagued Pharaoh in his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, She is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go away. And Pharaoh gave men charge concerning him, and they brought him on his way, and his wife, and all that he had. Well, that's Abraham, a great hero of faith, that when called of God to go from his home to the land of Canaan, he went out and he didn't know what was out there. But then his faith failed him when he got into Egypt and he feared. Faith and fear. You know, they're opposites. And we're going to learn more about faith and fear in future studies of Abraham.